Welcome to the deep dive. We know you've been asking about performance supplements, so today we're really digging into beta-alanine, our goal, to look closely at the research, maybe cut through some of that marketing noise, and figure out what it really does for physical performance. All right, so let's kick things off. What exactly is beta-alanine? How does it actually work in your body?
Okay, yeah. So beta-alanine is technically a non-essential amino acid, but here's the thing. It's the key ingredient your body needs to make carnosine.
Carnosine, right. And that's stored in the muscles.
Exactly. Primarily in your muscles. And what's really fascinating, I think, is how carnosine works. Think of it like a buffer.
A buffer against?
Against acidity. You know, that lactic acid, the hydrogen ions.
Yeah.
All the stuff that builds up when you're doing high-intensity exercise. Carnosine helps soak that up, basically delays muscle fatigue, lets you push harder for longer.
Okay, so it stops that burn a bit.
It helps delay it, yeah. Okay. And beta-alanine itself, well, it's the limiting factor in how much carnosine you can make.
Ah, the bottleneck.
Precisely. So by supplementing with beta-alanine, you're removing that bottleneck. You're directly boosting your muscles' carnosine levels, unlocking more endurance potential.
Okay, that makes sense. So if it's acting like this, this buffer, what does that actually look like in terms of real-world results for you, the listener?
Well, the research is pretty compelling, actually. First off, it gives a significant boost to athletic endurance. We're talking especially high-intensity stuff, you know, activities lasting maybe 1 to 4 minutes.
Wait, HIIT, cycling, sprints, that kind of thing.
Exactly. HIIT, cycling, rowing, even CrossFit. There are studies showing cyclists increase their time to exhaustion by like 13 to 14%. That's huge.
Wow, yeah.
And rowers, they had about 4.3 seconds faster over a 2,000-meter race.
Yeah.
That's a serious edge, a real game changer in competitive settings.
Okay, that's impressive for athletes. But what about, say, older adults? Does it help there too?
Absolutely. And this is another really exciting area. It's not just for the elite athletes. Beta-alanine demonstrably helps older adults. It delays that feeling of muscle tiredness, improves their ability to exercise. One study showed a remarkable 28.5% increase in physical working capacity.
28.5% over how long?
Over just 90 days. It seems to really help attenuate neuromuscular fatigue, basically keeping the connection between brain and muscle firing effectively, even as we age.
That's quite significant for just maintaining daily function, isn't it?
It really is. And it doesn't stop there. Beta-alanine also seems to help with how your body adapts to training. It can help you increase your total training volume, how much work you can do. And that's, you know, critical for making progress.
More reps, more sets.
Yeah, potentially.
No.
And it's been linked to gains in lean muscle mass, especially if you're doing resistance training alongside it. Some studies even suggest it works synergistically with creatine. You might see even better lean mass gains when you take both.
Interesting. Creatine and beta-alanine together.
Yeah, there seems to be a modest additive benefit. And there's even some early evidence suggesting it might help in tactical situations like military tasks, small improvements in peak power, maybe even marksmanship speed.
Okay, so the benefits seem pretty broad, from endurance to maybe even body composition and tactical readiness. So how do you actually use it, right? What's the practical advice?
Right, dosage and strategy, key stuff. The general recommendation is about 46 grams per day.
All at once, like a pre-workout.
No, that's generally not the best way. It's better to split that daily dose, maybe into smaller doses of around 800 milligrams each, spread throughout the day.
Why split it?
Two main reasons. It helps optimize the carnosine buildup in your muscles over time, and it reduces the chance of that tingling sensation people sometimes get, paresthesia.
Ah, yes, the tingles. We'll get to that. So consistency is key then.
Absolutely paramount. This isn't an instant effect supplement. The benefits build up. You need to take it consistently for at least, say, 2 to 4 weeks to start noticing effects. Optimal levels might take closer to 12 weeks.
So daily intake matters more than timing it right before a workout.
For the long-term endurance benefits, yes. Taking it daily, maybe with meals to help absorption and reduce tingles, that's the main thing. And like we touched on, you can combine it. Creatine for potential strength and mass synergy, or even sodium bicarbonate for like extra buffering power.
Okay, good practical tips. Now,
right.
Let's clear the air on some common myths. You mentioned the tingling.
Right, that's a big one. People feel the tingles, the paresthesia, and think, okay, it's working right now.
But it's not.
Not really now. The tingling is a harmless side effect. It's dose dependent. Bigger single doses make it more likely. But it's not an indicator of immediate performance enhancement. It usually fades within an hour anyway.
Good to know. What else?
Another myth is that beta-alanine is mainly for boosting your maximum strength, like a one rep max.
Which it isn't.
Not primarily.
Mm-hmm.
Its main strength, pardon the pun, is in muscular endurance, helping you fight fatigue during longer, intense efforts. For pure max strength or power, that's more typically creatine's domain.
Got it. Endurance, not just brute strength.
Exactly. And finally, there's the idea that you can just get enough from your diet.
From meat and fish, right?
Yeah, it's in those foods.
Yeah.
But the amounts you get from a normal diet just aren't enough to significantly boost muscle carnosine to performance-enhancing levels. You really need supplementation for that kind of effect.
Okay, so diet alone won't cut it for these benefits.
Generally, no. Not for the levels we're talking about for performance.
So wrapping this up then, beta-alanine. It sounds like it's much more than just hype. It's a scientifically supported tool. Really seems poised to help enhance endurance, push back fatigue, and support your physical goals, whether that's setting a new personal best or just maintaining vitality as you get older, which we know is important to many of you listening. It really makes you think, doesn't it? Based on what we've dug into, how could using beta-alanine strategically help you push beyond your current limits? What new level might be waiting?